every Monday through reporting season, Tangy and I try to give you an updated scorecard and views as we go through the season. I will just give you a very quick snapshot this morning, and it is something that we do build on through the period. So on the screen here, I've got the key metrics we like to have a look at. To describe reporting season so far, I'd characterise it as surprisingly solid without being spectacular. And I'd just caveat that with the fact that we're about 13% of the way through the 200-odd companies that we keep a close eye on during the period, although we are about a quarter of the way through the very biggest industrial stocks. I think 26% of the ASX 50 industrials have reported so far. So there are some reasonable market-wide insights that we can pull out of reporting season so far. So just quickly on some key takeaways. Results so far are broadly meeting expectations. In recent seasons, we've seen results surprise strongly, but so far, I'd call it we're meeting rather than beating so far, which is fine. And you can see that in the top left chart there on percentage of stocks beating and missing, which is generally in line with long-term averages. Dividend growth, on the right-hand side, we track those companies growing versus cutting their dividends through each period. Probably surprising that we are seeing dividends grow in line with the long-term average. Again, it is early days, but really pleasing to see solid dividend growth from the top-end stalwarts, including CBA, Telstra, JB Hi-Fi, and to a lesser extent, some of the mid-caps, Computershare, REA. So the big companies are still doing well and are still rewarding shareholders with strong balance sheets translating into surplus returns for shareholders on the way through. So that's good. We are seeing reasonably benign revisions to FY23 earnings expectations so far. Again, it is early days. Generally speaking, the value and financial segments are seeing modest EPS upgrades. So names like Telstra, QBE, Suncorp, Computershare, JB Hi-Fi, obviously after a very strong result yesterday. Those segments seeing slight downward revisions, and everything is slight so far. Downward revisions in those high PE names where these stocks are still forecast to grow in terms of EPS, but at a slower clip than previously. So ResMed, REA, Carsales, James Hardie. Very interesting that some of those stocks seeing EPS downgrades have actually been responding strongly on market. So REA and Carsales, despite having their forecast trimmed a little bit, have responded really well to perhaps better than feared type numbers to date. Very broadly, in terms of themes across the market, I guess we could say that inflationary forces, which are widespread, are yet to be seen showing up in consumption and retail consumer behaviour. You can see that in the likes of JB Hi-Fi, Collins Foods. Very interesting. The last couple of weeks, we are seeing more and more signals out of US corporate results that more and more companies are pointing to a relaxation in cost inflationary pressures. So hopefully that's a theme that translates into our market. Obviously, the consumer's betting on that through not really responding in their behaviour so far. So that's an encouraging signal. Overall, though, if you look at the CBA result, talking about the economy, they're talking to a fairly benign credit growth environment. Really interesting slide deck with CBA, as always. They're talking about a base economic case of one of quasi-stagflation. So prolonged lower growth, lower rates, reasonable unemployment, but lower household income and house prices as well. So reasonably flat, although stable economic environment and with a very strong consumer so far. Basically, tighter economic conditions aren't yet showing up in our corporate results, although it's all about the future, and we'll keep an eye on the 23 outlook as we go through the season. So expect ongoing updates to this type of commentary as we get more and more results through the door.